So, Professor, you've been kind enough to come on the show to tell us a little bit about the Seven Wonders of the Ancient World.
Yes, the Seven Wonders were renowned even in ancient times, and all seven are confined to what we often call the cradle of civilization, that is, Asia Minor, Greece, and Egypt.
Well then, Professor, let's name them so the listeners can tick them off in their heads.
If we start chronologically, we find that our first, by a long way, a matter of nearly two millennia in fact, the biggest of which reputedly took 100,000 men 20 years to build.
Yes, Professor.
Are the pyramids of Giza in Egypt, built to house the bodies of the pharaohs and, I might add, the only one of the seven wonders left intact. Next come the legendary Hanging Gardens of Babylon, supposedly sited somewhere around present-day Baghdad in Iraq. They are said to have been constructed by the great king Nebuchadnezzar II in the 5th century BC. But this could well be a myth, and their origin may lie some two centuries earlier. We will probably never know. The site has never been found, and we know of the garden's existence only through the words of poets from ancient times. The Temple of Artemis in Ephesus, Asia Minor, is next. Then comes my personal favorite, the statue of Zeus at Olympia. Designed by the famous sculptor Phidias and built in the 5th century BC, this massive sculpture was made of wood, and its outer surface was covered in gold and ivory. The head alone was 13 meters in height. It has vanished over time, as have all but the foundations of the tomb of Mausolus at Halicarnassus, Asia Minor.
And the last two, Professor?
The Pharos of Alexandria, the first lighthouse ever,